Use your words well. Imagine two tribes of humans way back in the day, the caveman days. Both told stories around the campfire every night, stories filled with heroes and monsters. One tribe saw them as stories. Entertaining, yes, but still only stories. The characters weren't really real. The other tribe believed they were real, at least more so than the first tribe. So when the second tribe went out hunting, they truly believed they were being helped by their imaginary heroes. The first tribe, when they came face to face with a big animal, they believed it was only them and the animal. But the second tribe believed that their heroes were right there with them, giving them advice, giving them confidence and courage, giving them inspiration. Absolutely false beliefs, but helpful nonetheless. Now for the money question. Who would tend to survive more over the long term? All it takes is a very tiny difference, a tiny advantage. If the second tribe, helped out by their imaginary heroes, could produce on average 5% more food, this would give them a slight edge, an evolutionary edge. And just like compound interest can grow over time, so do evolutionary edges. And guess who we are descended from? The tribe who believed in things that couldn't possibly be real. These imaginary ideas are just as necessary as food and sex and companionship. Where do these imaginary ideas live? How are they transferred from brain to brain, from generation to generation? Words. Ideas to words to ideas and memories. This is how powerful words can be if you practice them. Practicing words is the same as practicing thoughts. The right words in the right order can move minds to greatness. Jumbled up words will create jumbled up thoughts and haphazard actions and behaviors. The right words can move people to great acts of courage. Many movies have fantastic pre-battle speeches. Many sports movies have fantastic pre-game speeches. Many regular movies have moving speeches that come at the right time, so the hero can overcome his fears and save the day. The words that come from your brain can have a profound effect on others, or millions if you want, but they need to be practiced, shaped and chiseled into fine works of art, a lost art in modern times. Practice your words and use them well. This is all you need to build your empire. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.